Powered by You by Emar, Dubai's most rewarding loyalty program. Join now on youbyemar.com.
Hey, you need to know more about your gossip. You can always get us on Instagram.
Yep.
Go check out our stories, Chris Fade Show Pretty. What have you got for us?
So Kylie Jenner, there's been a lot of talk about her business-wise, right? That she's on track to become the youngest billionaire around the world. And now her momager, Kris Jenner, has basically explained that Kylie's whole idea about the cosmetics empire came about when she was only 17 years old. Have a listen.
She had a plan for Kylie Cosmetics when she was 17 and said, okay, Mom, I want you to sit down. I finally figured out what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I'm like, whoa, okay. And she said, it's going to be makeup. I want to do my own makeup, and I want to do a lip kit, and this is what I want to do, and these are the three colors. She had meetings. She knew exactly who she wanted and what she wanted and executed it, and I think it was, you know, 10 minutes later, her product was sold out.
Yeah, say what you want to say about the Kardashians and the Jenners, but they're very smart business people.
Totally.
Owning that world, I tell you. Owning that world.
For sure.
Youngest billionaire. That's what they're looking at.
Yeah.
Crazy
stuff,
20
years old right now.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Moving on to Taylor Swift. So she's on a world tour right now, and her sets look amazing, like on stage. But unfortunately, one of her pieces malfunctioned. So at one point in her show, she's in like this lit up basket thing.
Okay.
That's meant to go all around the stadium.
Okay.
But it got stuck. So she ended up for the entire song just going stuck up, down, up, down. So instead of like just trying to play it off as if that's what was meant to happen, Taylor Swift got real with her audience. Have a listen to TS.
Straight up and down in the sparkly basket. It's supposed to take me, to the other side of the stadium. So what happens now is basically like, I'm just chilling, waiting to figure out what happens next.
That's funny. At least she admitted it.
I mean, I'd be doing the same thing. You think someone's fired?
Probably.
Like, why did it malfunction? You get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to make sure it doesn't malfunction.
I know.
Finally.
Okay, so this interview with Halsey has been released, and it was with Marie Claire magazine. But this interview is released now, and it was done before she and G-Eazy broke up.
Oh, here we go.
So this is what she said about G-Eazy. It's going to break your heart. I haven't found someone who matches every version of me until him. He's my left sneaker. For every version of him, there's a version of me to match. That is heartbreaking.
And 3 months later, they're broken up.
Yeah, she even mentioned that they were thinking of possibly starting a family once her tour was over. Like, so, I mean, they were getting serious.
Does that show you that he did the breakup? He was the breaker?
I think it was his behavior. Maybe.
Yeah.
The arrest and holding
some illegal substances in Sweden, then he gets arrested.
I mean, if you're thinking of starting a family, that's not exactly the kind of look you want.
The ideal man you want. You've been arrested. Yes. Oh, thanks very much. Let's settle down. Oh, that's no good at all. Maybe, let's see. Maybe they'll get back together.
I have major news on G-Eazy's new girl. You won't believe who it is. No. Find out next hour in the gossip.
All right. Thanks, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
I like this George Ezra guy. Remember his first song? What was it?
Budapest.
Budapest.
Yeah.
He's...